Lord.
I want to thank everyone for coming together from everywhere, joining together in spirit and hands together to praise the Lord, to let our requests be known unto God. We do thank God for you. God is doing so many miracles. I mean, all around us. My God, so many miracles are happening. He is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And we praise him so much for everything that he's doing. God, thank you. Let's go to God in prayer today. I know he's here. He never sleeps nor slumbers. Let's just thank him, praise him, and appreciate him. Heavenly Father, one of the greatest privileges of my life to just be able to come before you and to talk to you. God, I honor this privilege. I appreciate it so much. I love you, Lord. Not only do I love you, I appreciate you. Thank you. You are the only true and living God. Oh, God, that was proved by Dagon as they brought the Ark of the Covenant, which represented you, Lord, and set it there by Dagon. And before he knew it, he had fallen on his face, that statue. They propped him back up, left you there, the Ark of the Covenant. The next day, his hands were cut off, falling again. Thank you, Lord, because you've proven over and over again through Ahab, through Dagon, and others that you're the only true and living God. When Ahab put the meat on the altars and challenged Elisha and said, whoever sends fire from heaven will believe in him. They shouted at their God, and he never said a word. But when Elisha called on you, you not only sent fire from heaven to burn up the altar, but you burn up all the water around the altar. Nobody but you are the only true and living God. We worship you. Thank you even for your son, Jesus, and the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary for us. We appreciate Jesus so much. And the blood still works. Over 2,000 years ago, it's still working for us. It will never, never lose its power. Thank you for setting us free from sin and shame and loosening us, Lord, saving us and sanctifying us. And now, Lord, we have the right to eternal life. Thank you so much. I want to thank you also for healing on this prayer line. Mind trouble, gout, liver problems, acid reflux, heart problems, liver problems, kidney problems, all organ problems. Thank you for healing, God, so many things. And also thank you, which is so significant, for eyes to see, for ears to hear, legs to walk, and a mouth to talk. Who we are, you made us. What we have, you gave us. What we know, you taught us. And the places that we've come from all over America, you brought us. And we want to give you adoration and praise. And thank you. Thank you again and again for everything that you've done. Forgive us for anything that we've done that has been offensive in your eyesight. We seek to please you, Lord. Do what you want us to do. Mold us, make us, shape us into what you want us to be. And God, one day we shall come forth as pure gold, making you so proud and thanking you over and over again for what you've done. I ask these things, every one of them, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing the But you said, Jesus, if I ask anything in your name, you would do it. Why? For the glory of the Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even thank you for the evil, Lord, because you made that for the day of evil and for your glory, too. We appreciate it. Now, be with us today. We invite you, please, take over this prayer line. Please bless your people. Please help your people. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you, thank you. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Wonder, is there anyone out there who's not asleep? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning to y'all.
Good morning, Chief Ambassador.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Look at that. Amen. Now, I'm not going to challenge y'all like I did my mother, because I think y'all might be right behind her. I challenged her. I came in and said, Mama, let's have a contest. Well, what is the contest, son? I said, the contest is who can go to sleep the quickest. You mean to tell me you want to challenge me who can go to sleep the quickest? I said, yes, ma'am. All right. I said, on the mark. Get ready. Get set. And she said, oh, Lord. I think y'all might be right behind her. So I'm not going to challenge y'all who can go to sleep the quickest. And then when she woke up, she woke up and looked at me. And I said, yes, ma'am. Did I win? I said, yes, you won. You won. So y'all would be right behind her. I'm not going to put y'all back to sleep, hopefully. Amen. I want y'all to wake up. Amen. Amen, and give God praise. Did he wake you up this morning?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. 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 Y'all can see.
Yes.
How many y'all can hear?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
How many y'all can talk?
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hey, I got a challenge for y'all this morning. I got a challenge for y'all.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, I'm glad.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad.
I have a challenge.
Good morning, and I'm glad.
Y'all gonna hear it? Here's the challenge. This morning, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Here's the challenge. I want y'all not to praise God for your hands, your legs to walk, your mouth to talk, that you are up and awake. I don't want you to thank him for that this morning. I want you to thank him for somebody else.
Amen.
Thank him for somebody else, because I've read it to you many times. One of the keys to receiving blessings and bountiful blessings. What is it, Dr. Johnson? The key, amen, is, I read it to you many times, Job 42:10. Somebody's really awake. All right. God bless you. But in Job 42:10, thank you, Jesus. It says here, and the Lord turned the captivity And he prayed for his friends.
Yes.
And the Lord gave Job twice as much. He gave him prosperity. There it is. Y'all want prosperity? I'm challenging y'all.
Yes.
Lord, this morning for your friends and the people on this prayer line. Try to read that if I can. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want to read it in the NIV. It may give us a little bit more clarity in what the Lord is trying to say to us this morning if we get it in the NIV. All right? It says here in the NIV, oh, thank you, Jesus. It says, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord made him prosperous. Again, amen. Prosperous again. You know he lost everything. And gave him twice as much as he had before. Amen. Simply because he prayed for somebody else. Because he wasn't so selfish. That's the scripture about selfishness. About not being selfish. Amen. I've been telling y'all about that. After Job had prayed, after Job had not been selfish,
thinking
about himself, his family, and himself, after he had, and he considered other people, prayed for his friends. All right. It says here, the Lord made him prosperous again and gave him twice as much. The Lord again. I want to read that again. There's a lot of interference there. The Lord blessed, and the Lord, after he had prayed for his friends, the Lord made him prosperous again and gave him twice as much as he had before. My God. Maybe that's for me. The Lord told me some time ago, he said, son, you have not even had your day. I said, what? I thought it was the devil because I'm having a day now. I'm having a day right now just having fun with y'all. Amen. But he said, you haven't had your day. And the Lord prayed for him. After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord made him prosperous again and gave him twice as much as he had before. Well, that may be for me because I know in Texas, before I came, I had about... Oh, my God, I was very, 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 we were very, very, very prosperous, amen, and we're very, 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 very prosperous here in Kansas, amen, in different ways. You know, I heard somebody on the blog line last night say, you know, you can have the money and not be able to have enough strength to go get it.
Amen.
And not have enough strength to go spend it. Who said that? Amen. Was it you, Mother Johnson? Somebody?
Yes,
Mother Willie Johnson?
Somebody, yes, sir.
Somebody said you can have the money and be thinking that you got so much and not have enough strength to go get it and spend it. You got to be thanking God for your limbs, legs to walk, a mop to talk. Yeah. Got all kind of money in the bank everywhere, and you don't feel good enough to get up out of your chair and go get it out of the bank and go spend it. They're right. They are right. Amen. So the challenge this morning, let's praise God until somebody else gets that miracle. That's your challenge. Praise God until somebody else, their children gets released out of prison. Though you got somebody in prison, why don't you praise them until somebody else's son gets released? Praise him until somebody else gets healed from cancer. Praise him until somebody else gets healed from diabetes. My God. Praise him until somebody else's heart is healed. Amen. You got enough praise in you for that?
Yes, Lord.
That's a miracle. When I say praise check, that's the time to see how you're going to praise God for somebody else.
Right.
I'm certainly going to praise him because I want God's blessings to fall on me. If I praise him for somebody else long enough, I'm sure the Lord will notice my praise and give me blessing and make me prosperous. Amen.
Yeah.
More prosperous than I've ever been before. All right. Let's have a praise check and see where your level is. Praise him for somebody else this morning. Lord, thank you.
Somebody is moving around. That makes
makes a lot of noise on the prayer line. Amen. I want you to be unmuted. Amen. Just get it so you don't have to move so much. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for you. Amen. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen or Ambassador Stern? Are you there? Either one of y'all. Praise the Lord. All right. All right. Thank God for you. Ambassador Hodges, Ambassador Pfeiffer, either one of you all. Amen. Can I raise any of my ambassadors? They may all be asleep. You know, Jesus went to the garden, and when he came out, all of them, all of his ambassadors were asleep. Amen.
Pastor, I'm going to interrupt you for a minute, please. I think there's something wrong with the line because the line keep on putting us on hold and playing the music. And then it'll take everybody off a hold, and then it'll come back to you for a minute, then put us back on hold playing the music. There's something wrong with the line.
All right. I can hear you now. Amen. Thank God for it. Amen. I hear you loud and clear, Sister Coleman. Amen. So, let's see. All right. Are y'all moving around by the phone or anything? If so, that might be the problem. Amen. So, thank you, Lord, for all of you. Do we have Ambassador Stern? Are you on the line? Ambassador Hagen, are you on the line? Ambassador... Ambassador Hodges, are you there?
Praise the Lord. God bless. We're off mute. We're here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How can
this
we be of service, sir?
I don't want to be in. Excuse me. Because I always forget it. Forget about myself.
Not a problem, sir. We'll handle that for you. We'll be glad to.
Right. We appreciate it. You want to do it now or you want to wait?
It doesn't matter. Whatever you desire.
And let's get the praise reports in. If you're still there after the praise reports, then we'll do it. God bless you. I heard some wonderful praise reports on the blog last night. I just like to talk about Jesus and like to give praise reports about what he's done. Amen. Can anybody on this line do that? I mean, somebody, I want to find some folk who can remember what he's done for you, some folks who have been healed by the Lord. Doing this fast, maybe. Maybe doing the fast. This is the 99th day.
What?
Oh, God, a body. This is the 99th day of the 100th
day. Thank you, good
morning. Amen. My God, the 99th day of this 100-day fast. Amen. But I heard the senior saints from the old church say, son, 99 and a half just won't do. You got to make 100. And 100 is on Saturday at 3 o'clock. I don't know. Ambassador Hagen, can we, is it possible to get a hookup on Saturday about 2:30 where we can come off together on with soup and stuff like that? Is that possible? Think about it. Amen.
Yes, sir. That is possible. All things are possible.
Wish we could. Open up the lines at 2:30, and all those who want to come back, that I would just pray for you. I'm going to pray a while tomorrow at 2:30 and call your names, every one of you. Amen. I'm calling your name, and I'm going to pray for your home and pray for your family. I'm going to pray for your finance. God will do something for you if you've been any part of this 100-day fast. I'm going to ask him to remember you. Amen. If you've been any part of it, fast a day. If you haven't fasted, fast a day to 3 o'clock, and you'll be included. Amen. Or fast tomorrow to 3 o'clock. And you'll be included. Fast both days. You haven't joined us on the 100th day, and some of y'all have gone all 100 by tomorrow. But join us on this fast, because I'm going to be praying for you. Let's do it at 2:30, and we'll have two or three prayers and end up at 3 o'clock. Maybe and we'll be cooking the soup. Amen. It will be cooking while we're praying. Amen. And then at 3 o'clock, we'll have soup together. And my God, what a wonderful, wonderful thing. Let's do it. Let's do it together tomorrow. After 100 days of fasting, let's come together. Hallelujah. Lord, don't make me act up on this phone. I feel like running. I feel like dying. My God. Amen. After 100 days of fasting, somebody, if I can just get one person to join me at 2:30 and stick with me for 30 minutes as we pray together. Oh, my God. And come off this fast. I believe the Lord has done some spectacular things. And he's going to do some more spectacular things. I believe he's going to touch Ambassador Dr. Gary Stern.
Yeah.
I believe he's going to touch Ambassador Bishop James C. Hagan. Spectacular.
Yeah,
I believe he's going to touch those who need healing. Huh?
Man.
Spectacular. Because I'm going to put it on there. I'm going to put it on the prayer. It's no harm to remind God of some of the things that he's done for you. Mm-hmm. Remind him and the miracles that he's done. And believe him for more miracles. And I'm going to put the prayer. I'm going to ask him. Amen. Why ask him? Why wait? Mm-hmm. Lord, these precious people on this prayer line, many of them have joined us on this 100-day fast, sacrificing their food for you, to say to themselves and now to the world that they've given up their food, which is so important to them, to just say that you are number one on their priority list. To say that there's nobody like you and that you are more important than fried chicken. You're more important than any kind of food, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We've come to just say that you are number one and love on you and praise you. I found out, Lord, just by rubbing my grandfather's head that I was special to him. He loved me to talk about him and rub his head. And Lord, I took it to the spirit realm and I began to see how you love for us as Jehoshaphat did as he was facing the Moonites and the Jebusites and all the dykes and knights and kites and all them folk, Lord, as he began to rub your head and tell you that nobody could do what you do.
Nobody.
And God, you got so motivated until they didn't have to fight. They went out there and dead bodies were everywhere of the enemy. Oh, my God. You caused an ambush between them. And dead bodies were everywhere. And all they did was walk among their enemies and picked up the spoil, and there were millions of dollars, I believe, everywhere. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the people who have given up their food for you. And God, they say that there's nobody like you. They say that nobody can do what you do.
Nobody.
They say that they love you with all their heart. They say that they not only love you,
thank you, Lord,
but they appreciate you too much. God, remember them. Remember them, Lord. Remember them in the name of Jesus. God, please, Lord, remember Christy Johnson. Remember Linda Farshi. Remember Willie Johnson. Remember Dave McKnight. Remember Gina Hodges. Remember Lucille Angelo. I remember Mother Jessie Digby.
Yeah.
I remember Geraldine Garnett. I remember LaTanya Williams. Oh, please, remember these people. Remember Bashanda Toombs.
Yeah.
Remember Pauline Hendrickson.
Oh,
remember
thank you, Jesus.
Sister Cullen. Remember Charlotte Gray. Remember Eleanor Pfeiffer. Remember Sister Carolyn from Georgia.
Yeah.
Remember, Lord, the Lady Guy. Remember Mother Wilson. And remember, oh God, Sister Deborah Pryor.
Yeah.
Remember all of our mothers, God, on this prayer line. Mother Franklin.
Yeah.
Mother Dunn.
Yeah.
God, remember Mother Wilson.
Yeah.
Remember Mother Digby.
Thank
you. All of our mothers, God. Remember Mother Willie Johnson.
Thank you.
Remember Wazine Cobb.
Hallelujah.
God. Remember Deborah Johnson from Texas.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Remember Irvine Coleman.
Yes.
God, remember. Thank you, because, Lord, you remember when. Remember Jennifer Williams.
Yes.
Remember
yes.
Mother Wilson.
Remember.
Remember Benita Frierson.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Jesus, remember when others forget. Oh, God. Lord, remember Mother Peterson.
Thank you. Yes.
God, remember Sister Priscilla Scott. And Rita Scott. Remember Mother Britt, Lord.
Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Mother Duncan.
Yes. Thank you.
Sister Sheila Brown.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Joyce Long. Remember Gail Stitt.
Yes.
And God.
Yes,
remember
Lord.
Betty Johnson. God. Please don't forget about me. Remember these precious people.
Yes.
Anybody that I forgot, Jesus remembers.
Yes, Lord.
Remember them. When they're going through when they're going through trials, and remember their loved ones.
Yes.
Help their loved ones.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Oh, God.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, remember. Amen. Oh, God. Lord, remember Junie Hagan, James C. Hagan.
Yes.
Remember them, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We love you. We praise you. We love
you. Good to have God.
Love you.
Love you, Lord.
Praise
love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Now, who is 913-617? Who is that?
Thank you.
Who is 813-2628? Who is that? Amen. Identify yourself. Amen.
Yes, thank you.
God, just remember everybody. We pray in Jesus' name.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Who is 919-519? And who is 901-605? Y'all help me. I'm trying to pray for you.
Yes, Lord. I don't know if I have a number.
All right, Mother Willie.
But I hear you. I'm praying right with you.
901 is Wilson.
832.
Go ahead.
All right. 919 is Mother Wilson.
901.
901 is Mother Wilson. All right.
901, Edna Christopher.
901,
Edna Christopher.
Edna Christopher. Lord, remember Edna Christopher, because she certainly has remembered us. And Lord, remember her.
Yes.
832 is Watson Cobb.
Yes. Remember. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. God bless you, Lord. Please don't forget about these precious people.
Yes.
God, Wazingab, and the Christian.
Don't forget us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
God bless all of y'all.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Renee McKnight. 325.
Come on.
325. Renee McKnight.
Yep.
God bless all of y'all on this line here this morning. And we praise God for you. Amen. I want to get a couple praise reports. If you have a praise report, excuse me. Amen. If you have one, come on with it. Amen.
913. Good morning. Sheila Brown. Good morning, everyone.
All right.
Good morning, Ambassador, and your family. A few weeks ago, I asked that you all will pray for my sister that works at the Wyandotte County Sheriff's Department right here in Kansas City, Kansas, since all that stuff been going around the world. And I have a praise report this morning because God answered my prayer. And I was telling you all, my sister drives a sheriff's car. But Tuesday here in Kansas, a sheriff's car got shot up. Someone shot into one of the sheriff's cars. And I just remember my prayer was, I had said, my sister drives a car too. And I thank God that he honored the prayer request. And thank you all for praying with me, because that could have been my sister leaving that job in her car, in the sheriff's car. But I am praying for the family. It wasn't no one in the car. Thank the Lord for that. When the people shot up the sheriff's car. So I just want you all to know that I'm grateful for the Lord answering prayers, and I am so grateful that you all prayed for me and with me and for my family. And may God bless you all.
Thank you, God.
Thank God for
Amen.
You and praying for your sister. Amen. I hope you join us one day on that 100-day fast. Because y'all
yes,
know that.
Sir,
yeah, God, she joined us. Amen. Some of y'all don't realize the devil tried to kill y'all, and God looked at the fast.
Amen.
Glory. That's right.
Come about by prayer and by fasting. Some of these spectacular things happen by
thank
prayer
God.
And fasting. Amen. And so I want to thank you for praying. Somebody called me and said that their son had an infection on their leg. On his leg, and they realized that the doctor said it looked like we might have to cut it off. The doctor said, but they were fasting these 100 days. I believe God spared their son's leg because of the fast they were on.
Amen.
Job prayed for his friends, and he became prosperous.
Amen.
Amen. Because. Amen. I believe that his mama, his sister, was fasting, and God looked and saw it and had compassion, and said, "No, don't. He's not gonna lose his leg because his mama is fasting."
Yeah.
Some of y'all.
Thank you.
God did the same thing for you in a different way.
Man.
God didn't let your sister be killed. God didn't let you. You, because you were fasting.
Amen.
They didn't know nothing about fasting. They were
thank you.
Because you were fasting, God delivered your sister. God delivered your brother. God delivered your child.
Thank you.
And God delivered you.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
He delivered you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I've been fasting for y'all.
And amen.
Things happened for y'all, I believe, because I was fasting for you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
But I've been fasting for you.
Thank
the last 20 days I've been for y'all.
Yes.
Thank you for Dr. Jeff.
Man,
thank you, Lord.
Get no kudos. But I just want y'all to know that I've been fasting for you.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. God will honor the fast now.
Yes, thank Lord.
I told the disciples.
Thank you.
Lord, you just did something spectacular here in Matthew 17 and verse 21 and so on. Now that you did something spectacular. You did something, a crazy blessing. What was it? This man been throwing himself into the flood, into the fire, and then to the flood, and you cast that demon out of him. He don't do that anymore. How'd you do that spectacular thing? We tried it. Disciples talking to Jesus. Lord, we tried it. We couldn't do it. How did it happen? And Jesus said, these guys go out by prayer and by fasting. I'm just in the way.
Thank you.
I was fasting for y'all. Spectacular things have happened because many of you on this line have, in fact, fasted. Not because of Bernard Johnson. No, we've been fasting as a unit together.
Thanks.
Spectacular things have happened. Thank you, Jesus. Because you've been fasting. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to go these next 2 days with us. Go today and go tomorrow. Join us at 2:30.
Amen.
As we come off together. Have the soup on your stove. Amen. At 2:30, kind of warm it real slow. We'll come off at 3. Amen. And have the soup together. I love y'all. Can y'all tell? I hope y'all can, but I love y'all.
Yeah, praise God.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Who has a praise report? Come on.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
All
you right. know. I was at Pastor Tony's church last night, and she had been in the surgery with her legs. They opened up the arteries in her legs. They did one month, and they did the last month. But I just want y'all to know that y'all prayers been heard. Pastor Tony is walking without a cane. You were walking last night without a cane, and I just thank you for his part. Because that just a prayer has been answered. And I'm just praying that the Lord would heal her diabetes. And I just thank you, praise God. Becky looked wonderful. She looked better than she was when I first got to Maya. Her skin looked better. And I just ask y'all to continue the prayer. To pray for these people. Angels. Our brother, our daughter. Need to pray, because God, he did. I'm just trying to do all that I can do in the name of Jesus, for Jesus. I tell you, if it weren't for him, I don't know what I'd do. But I'm trying my best to give him all I got. All I got.
Thank you, Mother. What a precious, precious praise report. Thank you so much.
You.
I can take one more. Anybody else? Have a praise report. All right. God bless you. I'm going to give you one more opportunity. I'm trying to be fair with you. Amen. Why don't you be fair with the Lord? Amen. Who else has a praise?
Good morning. Good morning. This is 816. I do want to let everyone know. I told you guys yesterday, this is Sharla, about my son. He did go to the dentist. The stent is in for his tooth. He's 7 years old. Everything came out well. The brace is on the front of his tooth. God is working miraculous on his tooth. It looks great. So I am giving honor to God this morning. Thank you for being fair, Dr. Johnson. I told it yesterday, but no one else said anything. So I will tell it again today. I am grateful to God for my 7-year-old's tooth back in place. I will also tell you that Ambassador Johnson is talking about Pastor Tony's skin. My husband's skin is looking great. It is glanced off his nose, not his face. So now we're just praying about his ears, just thanking God for what he is doing for the Gray family entirely. Thank you so much, First Fruit, for praying for my family. God bless you all.
Mm-hmm.
I will be coming back for prayer because I do have a job opportunity that is supposed to start on the 9th. So I'm just awaiting the offer letter. I did speak with them on Wednesday. I'm just praying for the offer letter, but the job is supposed to start on Tuesday. So I am just thanking God for what he is doing for the Gray family. Thank you all for your prayers. I love y'all so much.